This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, August 7. Heavenly Economics. Our reading comes from Proverbs chapter 11. One person gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. People curse the one who hoards grain, but they pray God's blessing on the one who is willing to sell. Whoever seeks good finds favor, but evil comes to one who searches for it. Those who trust in their riches will fall, but the righteous will thrive like a green leaf. In this world, economics is often about quickly making the greatest profit at the expense of others. It's based mainly on greed and a me-first attitude. Though it's sometimes called the pursuit of happiness, it will never satisfy our deepest needs and longings. There's also what we might call heavenly economics. It gives free rein to generosity, love, and goodwill. It turns the selfish, vicious cycle of greed on its head, and flashes of heavenly sunshine beam through. We can hear echoes of this in our proverb today. Generous people forgive debts as they have been forgiven, and ripples of love spread outward. That's an example of amazing grace amid worldly economics, building up treasure in heaven. Maybe you've seen the old movie It's a Wonderful Life. It's a story about George Bailey, whose savings and loan business lends out money at low interest so that low-income people can buy a home. But then something goes wrong. One day, George's uncle loses track of a bundle of money on the way to the bank, and that puts George in danger of going bankrupt. In the end, though, George is rescued by the townspeople, who give him all the cash he needs because he always treated them with goodwill. Let's follow God's leading and live with generosity and goodwill. Greed and selfishness will only lead to ruin. Pray with me. Lord, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.